I must have taken over 200 photos this morning in the hot tub. Photos that you will never see. They're lovely. They're all me smiling, and you can just see my head and shoulders and the garden. They're lovely, but you're never going to see them. And here's why I share that today, because it is 7:01 a.m., the 25th of October. And I just took over 200 photos that no one will ever see because I'm experimenting. Because I'm, more importantly, implementing. So this course shows up on my Facebooks about taking photos with your iPhone. And I've got an iPad. I do have an iPhone. I don't use the iPhone. I do use the iPad. So I thought, what the hell? Let me get it. So I got this little course on taking photos with the iPhone, and I immediately start to implement, to explore what they teach and implement it with the iPad thing, right? Now, here's the cool thing about all this. You will never see those photos. But I'm taking heaps of them. I'm exploring the different lessons in the course. Because I imagined taking our photos to a whole new level. Now, here's the thing. I am a very decent photographer. I've been trained in portrait photography. I did that for a while back when I was a youngin'. I'm really good at macro photography, and, you know, I use those a lot. But something about this course, I just imagined us sharing a lot of photos with infographics and so on and so forth that are different, that mostly include me and a quote. So I imagined getting rave reviews on these, right? And so this course shows up on my Facebook feed, and I buy it. And most importantly, I do it, even if I think I understand. Because your biggest enemy, your absolute biggest enemy with this stuff is thinking you already know what I'm talking about. If I already know what they're talking about, I already know that, I already do that. Right, if I actually think I already know that, I already do that, and I'm not getting the results they're getting, I don't know what I'm not doing. You don't know what you're not doing. You also really don't know what all you're doing, because that's just the way we are as human beings. And so I bought a little course, and the little course is cool. And the little course gives me stuff to experiment with, to implement, to notice. Am I getting the result they're getting? If not, what am I missing? On the other hand, so I'm a long-term Qigong and Tai Chi guy. And I just had someone come over to the house yesterday to help me notice what I'm not noticing. In other words, I've got me a little mentor. I love having me a little mentor. And we've got a great relationship. This is someone who I've known for years, but never took advantage of. And they reached out to me and they said, hey, look, I want to teach some of this stuff I'm doing. And I'm like, all right, that'll be cool. I'm in. She goes, I want you to be the first one. How cool is that? Because I love taking courses. I love learning things. I love exploring. I love implementing. So yesterday we only worked for about 30 minutes and that was plenty. Exploring new terrain. When I used to teach weed walks, I used to teach these things called weed walks. So I'd take 15 to 30 people. I would go for a little walk through on the bike trail, the scenic bike trail along the Yonk River. Stop at a city park, walk a little bit. I'd go where I know they weren't spraying anything with hazardous chemicals, and we'll teach them common plants and do a little harvesting so we could eat, because I wanted it to become part of their lifestyle. So we start out with the real easy ones, like a dandelion. This is a dandelion. First I ask, does everybody know what this is? Yep, everybody knows it's a dandelion. All right, cool. So the dandelion root is good for this. The leaves are like this. let's just take 5 minutes and just harvest some of the smaller leaves off of some of the plants we're going to harvest with respect and love. And for fun, just be thankful and respectful and loving while you harvest. Because we're not going to waste one drop of this. We're going to eat all that we harvest. And we're not going to have to eat much because it's nutritionally dense. Most people overeat because their food doesn't have any nutrition in it. But anyway, I seem to digress. And then we move a little bit longer, and yep, here's some violets. Violets are good for the liver. It's all sorts of good stuff. They're really great in salads. High in vitamin A. It's naturally assimilable, or they're high in the precursor to vitamin A. I don't remember. It's been 20 years. Again, we're going to harvest a little bit with love, and we're going to point out some things about the leaves, and I'll double-check everybody's harvest. That's good. We'll put them in this bag here. Let's keep going. All right, third plant. Hey, what's this little plant with a yellow flower? And half the people yell dandelion, and I say, nope, not a chance. And what I've pointed out is something different. And I show them, this is the three characteristics that are different with this plant. I need you to start scanning for difference, because I already know that. Would have had some of you get contact dermatitis. Some of y'all that know that, or else, see, you think you know what a dandelion is. And you get to stop, slow down, and dive a little deeper. And so we taught them the difference between a sow thistle, coltsfoot, a couple other things that look like dandelions that were out that spring. And we do the same thing with a couple other plants. And this is what's really nice. When you dedicate your life to truth, when the hunger for learning takes over, see, I can't help but manifest up exactly the resources I need. Neville Goddard said, always be investing. You know, if I just felt bad that my pictures weren't what I wanted them to be, or if I daydreamed about having nice pictures, nothing would happen, would it? But if I actually follow the formula, everything changes. Dive deeper, soar higher. I'd love to know what you got out of today's episode. Feel free to drop me an email. If you want to invest in you while supporting the project, if what we say resonates with you, we've got a lot of cool stuff at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Because a podcast is a podcast. It's basically what's on my mind and what I feel. I mean, how can I give today? The packs, the packages, the live call recordings, state stacking, pearl of great price, all those things there, those are specialty things that dive deep. So that's it. Learn to scan for difference. Implement what you're learning. Be willing to learn. I love learning. I'm a lifelong learner, always have been. I'm the guy that did okay in school, but I was bored to tears. And you'll notice I don't teach like I'm a high school teacher. I invite you to explore. Because for me, exploring is experience, and experience is behavior change. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and I invite you to go into the silence. Can you imagine my excitement? Years ago, I bought the Sony A6000 camera. I saw this guy online, Jason Lanier. He was a little nuts. But he's a professional photographer that just loved this little Sony A6000 camera that was about $600 at the time, so I dropped a grand. I bought lenses. I bought the camera. I went nuts. I started taking my old skill set, applied it to this new stuff, and then I started studying some different things from different people. And here I am again, diving deeper, having fun. Because you came here to play, you came here to explore, you came here to experience. Why not? Imagine up some fun. Have a lovely day. See ya.